This is Inner Work, a spiritual growth podcast, a sanctuary for healers, lightworkers, and spiritual practitioners here to raise consciousness on this planet. You've come to the right place to heal yourself and fully awaken your unique gifts so you can show up to serve others as powerfully and purposefully as possible. I am your host, Josephine Hartman, a certified intuitive healer and Akashic Records master teacher. I'm honored you're here and delighted to walk with you on your path for a little while. To connect with me and explore ways of working together, please head over to josephinehartman.com. First things first, I'd love to invite you to join my email community if you haven't done so already. By joining, you'll be getting access to my free Akashic Records mini course and weekly newsletter, and we'll be able to stay connected in between podcast episodes. To subscribe, just hit the link in the show notes for this episode. I would be so honored and thrilled to connect with you in that deeper way. If you're already part of my email community, thank you so much for your presence and for engaging with my content. I appreciate you beyond measure. And now, on to today's topic. This one comes from a very personal place, as I'm currently dealing with a situation in my life that is testing me, challenging me. You know, one of those circumstances in life that makes you kind of forget everything you know from a spiritual and higher perspective. Something like that has been going on, has popped up in my life. So on my walk yesterday, I was inspired to create this podcast episode based on all of the things that this situation is teaching me. So, of course, I'm not going to give you the specific details just for privacy's sake, but I can share some keywords with you so you can get a sense of the context. So this situation is related to blended family stuff. If you have a blended family or have been part of a blended family or have tried to blend your family with another family, then you know how complicated, nuanced, delicate, and stressful that dance can be sometimes. So that's all I will say, at least for now. So this situation popped up in my life through my husband, and it has been testing both of us and testing the limits of my spirituality. It has been testing the limits of my patience, my compassion, my tolerance, my capacity to remain emotionally regulated, even in the face of stressful things and circumstances that feel like adversity, and that feel like complicated life stuff, unexpected stuff that can feel so triggering. So I want to share with you some of the early bits of wisdom that I've been able to sort of extract from this situation, maybe some of the lessons involved, and also to offer some solidarity in case you are experiencing something that is testing you in some important way, and to offer some reminders of your power, of your capacity, your competence, your ability to be with this situation, whatever it might be for you. And this is why at the end of the day, the details, the specifics don't really matter. My particular circumstances may be different from yours, but if we generalize, if we address this through the lens of tough life situation, which has popped up unexpectedly, is really making us want to forget how spiritual we actually are. It's testing the limits of our resilience, patience, and emotional capacity. That's just a really human experience. so we can extrapolate from there and, in our shared humanity, find some ways to get through these moments, both mine with my specifics and whatever your situation may be with your own specific details. I think one of the most triggering things of this event for me has been the feeling of a loss of control. Loss of control of what is happening, what is showing up in my life right now. And this situation has been going on for about a month now. It's not resolved yet. And it's going to go on for a little bit longer. As with many blended family circumstances and child custody circumstances and these sorts of things, right? There are systems in place. There are court orders that are involved. There are documents that need to be submitted, meetings, mediations that need to happen. All of that is not going to be resolved in a day or in a week. So if you find yourself similarly in any situation where there's no immediate resolution and where you can't quite see the resolution yet on the horizon, that can be crazy making. As humans, I think we don't really like uncertainty. Our human brains, our nervous systems tend not to do so well with uncertainty. The brain wants to close any open loops and get closure and get answers and know what's coming, know what's going to happen. So when we don't immediately get all of these things and we're kind of in a holding pattern, sometimes having to wait for other people to make decisions or for other people to come to an agreement, and it feels like we are at their mercy. We don't have full agency over a situation or an important decision that is going to directly affect our lives. That's a tough spot to be in, right? So for me, a little bit of the particulars are, well, I have to sit there and wait for my husband and his ex-wife to come to some agreement, to go through the court process. And I don't really have any say in that. I don't have any agency in that. I kind of am an outside observer looking in. So it feels like there's really no control and I have really not a lot of influence over the outcome that's going to happen. But as always, we have to remember that the ego self is going to want to reestablish, reassert control over the situation, over the other people involved. The ego hates feeling out of control. That's where the discomfort comes from. The ego hates feeling like someone is taking advantage of us or someone is doing something to us. It's very tempting in these moments to go into victimhood, which for me definitely has been an ongoing challenge with this current situation. I've wanted to blame other people. I've wanted to blame other people's past decisions and current decisions, even my own decisions in the past and in the present. I've wanted to see others as doing something unfair to me. This is a huge temptation for many of us humans at one point or another, right? And we have to own these things. We have to own these hang-ups and challenges that come up within us as we move through life. None of us are perfect. But one of the things this situation has reminded me so starkly is that when we slip into victimhood, we are actually giving even more of our power and agency away to whoever or whatever it is we're putting in the role of enemy, in the role of the person or the people or the situation that is victimizing us. or that we feel, right, we perceive is victimizing us through the lens of the ego. And I know this is a controversial take because our culture today thrives on victimhood, on convincing people that they are victims, that they should get revenge, and that others are out to get them, which is part of a broader agenda, we could say, of separation, isolation, fragmentation, all of those crazy things going on in our world today. When we narrow this down to our individual lives, to how we are each living as individual people, you can see why and how we are so tempted and conditioned to slip into victimhood and to feel victimized and to want to get revenge or to get even or to regain control and power over someone else, especially that power we feel we have lost. It's really important for me to repeat here that when you or I slip into a state of victimhood, we are never doing that intentionally. We're never doing that on purpose because we want to feel like victims. Of course we don't. That's a painful state to be in. It's an unconscious state. We don't do it on purpose ever. We do it because we've been conditioned and because unconsciously this is just where the ego self wants to take us, to a place of feeling like a victim and then lashing out or wanting to get even or blaming someone else for what is happening so that we can try to feel more powerful again. But as you know, that is futile. We can't restore our agency or our personal power by getting even or trying to get even, whatever that means, or by getting revenge or by trying to get back at someone or blaming or judging ourselves or someone else. We especially can't empower ourselves and come back to who we really are at a soul level if we are allowing ourselves to remain in a state of victimhood. And if we are allowing ourselves to tell long, repetitive, limiting stories about whatever situation it is that we are in and the other players involved. So even though we don't slip into a state of victimhood on purpose ever, we do have the choice once we become aware that we've slipped unconsciously back into victimhood. We have the choice to remain in that state and make that state bigger and bigger, or we can interrupt that state of being. So we can do a pattern interrupt and shift our frequency, shift our thoughts, shift our focus to a different state of being, a state of being where we can access our personal power, our centeredness, our compassion for self and others, our forgiveness, if that's what we need some more of in this situation. We have to access our ability to see where people are actually coming from and what is really deeply underneath their surface behaviors. What is driving those behaviors? Why are they behaving the way that they are? And why are they making the choices that they're making? Often when we can recognize that people behave in certain ways because they themselves are in pain or because they are feeling powerless or because they are feeling a void inside of themselves and they're trying to fill that because they are suffering, or maybe they are feeling unworthy or unlovable or trying to soothe themselves in some way. I think when we can recognize that in other people and have greater compassion and greater empathy for them because we can see, oh, I've been in that place myself too. I have felt powerless. I have been in pain. I have experienced suffering. So when we can recognize that in another person and see, oh, maybe that's why they're making the choices that they're making from that place of powerlessness. It can just put a little bit more context around it. I truly don't believe that people behave poorly or angrily or impulsively or unconsciously because they want to. They behave in those ways because they don't have access to any other kind of behavior, any other kind of more functional, loving, conscious behavior in that moment. We can't expect people who are asleep or unconscious to behave consciously. We can't. We have to let go of those expectations because they're unrealistic and they will cause us suffering, disappointment, and even anger if we are holding those expectations. If we expect unconscious people or people who are suffering to behave in really conscious ways. It can't happen unless they're willing to do their inner work and change and grow. We can't ever force them to do that. So a big lesson for me in this ongoing situation has been that ultimately I do have the power of choice, even when it feels like I don't. Even when it feels like something is happening that I didn't ask for, that I did not create intentionally, or it feels like I did not create it intentionally. Although we could argue here that on some level I did, because there are no accidents. So at a much, 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 much higher level, we could say, well, my soul has orchestrated this for whatever reason. So let me make the best of it. Let me learn as much as I can from this. But even then, when we feel like something is happening that we haven't asked for and we haven't intentionally created, we still have a range of choices that we can make. We are not powerless. Even if the situation or the other person or how the other people are behaving would make us think otherwise, we can still choose something in or about this situation, or at the very least, how you are going to use and respond to the situation for your own evolution as a human. It's always a good idea in these kinds of challenging moments to focus on what do we actually have influence over and make a list of that. What are the things in this situation that you can control and that you can make choices about? And then what are the things that are out of your influence, out of your control? So that's a you can make a list for that too. And that's your list of things to let go of. So the things in the situation that you cannot control or have choices about, you have to let that stuff go and leave it up to the universe and ask for universal assistance with all of those things on the list of what you cannot control. You can also ask for cosmic fairness to be applied to this situation and everyone involved. And when I say cosmic fairness, I am referring to this idea that at the end of the day, there is a higher order at play. All karmic debts must be repaid eventually. Everything we do has a consequence that we must answer to eventually, whether positive, negative, or neutral. So everything really does turn out to be fair and balanced at the end of the day. it's not for us as humans to force things to be fair. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they feel hugely unfair. And we can get into a lot of anger about that, which is okay. I want you to feel the anger. I feel the anger too. And we want to acknowledge the anger, honor it, express it in healthy ways. This is not at all about bypassing any of that. But at the same time, you can ask for cosmic fairness and balance to be restored to this situation for the highest good of all involved, so that there is a fair and balanced and healing outcome for absolutely everyone involved. You can also make a list for the things that, the choices that you can make, right? So this includes, of course, the different choices that you have in terms of how you're going to respond to your situation. These are the things to focus on so that you're not going to drive yourself crazy trying to control things that are beyond your influence. Another important thing to remember, so as you stand or sit here today listening to this episode, I want you to remember, if you can, that you are whole right now. You are a divine being of light right now. You are lovable and worthy and wonderful right now, just as you are. You have been created out of the very fabric of this universe. You are made of the same creative substance that everything else in this universe is made of. You are part of the divine. You are a temporary expression of the divine in human form. This is not your single lifetime. You have lived before and you will live again. You are powerful beyond what you have been conditioned to believe, and me as well. We have all been subjected to this 3D human conditioning, convincing us that we're small, that we're frail, we're not that powerful, we're separate, which is bullshit. So let's bust through that BS right now. And remember that nobody and nothing, no situation, no person, no anything can touch your abundance, your creativity, your inner resourcefulness, your connection to divine source, your inner personal power. No one and nothing can touch any of that or take it away from you. When we get stuck in telling painful or infuriating stories in our heads about what someone else is quote-unquote doing to us, or how unfair things are, or how this is not how we wanted things to go, that's when we are giving our power away to the situation, to the other person, to whoever or whatever outside of ourselves. And that's when the situation or life circumstance you're in can affect your abundance, your creativity, your peace, even your sense of wholeness. If you spend hours and days and weeks fuming about what's happening, railing against it, hating it, or even hating some of the other people involved, which can happen, because again, we're human, that's when you are allowing your energy and your personal power to leak out all over the place. You are wasting your energy and power instead of using them constructively to continue building your life, your joy, your abundance, and contributions to this world in this lifetime, regardless of what anyone else is doing or not doing or choosing or how they're behaving. And ultimately, that's your greatest victory, when you can stand firm in your own power, peace, compassion, and higher understanding of the situation you're in without minimizing the situation without bypassing your feelings about the situation. You don't have to make it sound better than it is. We want to stay in reality about what it is, but also without hating it, without allowing it to ruin your life and your inner state of being, without turning the situation into an excuse to lash out against someone or to cast yourself in the role of victim, where you do lose all of your agency. And as a side note, let me also say, because this is really worth saying, when you are in a situation or life circumstance that's really testing you to the limit, it's so important to acknowledge and feel your feelings about that situation, to be able to express those feelings if you need to, in a safe way where you will truly be heard and seen. It's so important to acknowledge any disappointment, any grief, any anger or confusion or fear that you feel, or anything else that you feel as a result of going through a challenging situation. From there, once you have fully allowed yourself to feel and express those feelings as much as you need, for as long as you need, you can take a more centered step back and begin to see the situation for what it really is, and begin to take stock of what you can influence here, what you can choose, and you can also begin the work, the daily work, of remaining at peace and coming back to your peace time and time again, coming back to your higher purpose, even in the midst of a painful, disorienting, unfair, or unexpected life situation. You are whole, you are really powerful, you are a creator of the highest order. You are here to write your story in your own terms. So don't allow yourself to be convinced that anything or anyone can take that power away from you. They can't. Thank you so much for being here, for staying with me through to the end of this episode. I'd love to connect with you, so please visit josephinehartman.com. Or you can send a note to me at josephinehartman.com. And again, as I said at the top of this episode, if you feel called, you can join my email community, which is totally free, through the link in the show notes. Take really great care of yourself. Please stay anchored in the truth and power of who you are. I will try to do the same over here. And I'll catch you next time.